Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's going out of print when these 800 books are gone, and the way it's going, that might happen in the next day or two. They're available at Infowars.com. Hope you get them. Hope when Charlotte gets back from her vacation around the world that she brings them back into print. Charlotte, I mean, so you're done. This is it. When these are out, that's it.
Yes, it is, because the book is available as a free download. People don't have to read the whole thing at once, but they can go to the index and check anything that they see and just look at it.
Yeah, well, you're a sweetheart for doing that, but people don't seem to pay attention to something a lot of times when it is a download.
No, I know.
It's good to give teachers and educators this big phone book hardcover. We've got hardcovers as well, or softcover, yeah. And go, boom, drop it on their desk.
They need it badly. Give it to people who will use it. Now, Alex, I'm sending you, emailing to your office, a really superb, I think it's the best thing that's ever been put together. A friend of mine helped me put it together. I wrote it, basically. But it's called The Death of Free Will. And it's about the Reinventing Schools Coalition that's going all over the country. And I told you about the kids that graduate at 14 and ones at 21. The whole public school system is being completely dismantled to put this in. Now this particular article covers all the old quotes, some of which I've used today. It covers, there's some clicks for a video of Jed Brown, a great educator who died a few years ago, who explains behavioral conditioning. He had his own rats when he was going through university training in psychology. That's a click on the internet. People can see that. I'm sending this through to you. It's called The Death of Free Will, December 2010. And, Alex, if you would put that up on your website, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. In fact, when we say bye to you here in a moment, I will make sure that you're sending it to the right person. We'll post it within the next 20 minutes or so,
yeah,
at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in its entirety. And I think we did shut down your website. We were trying to access it a few minutes ago, and it was frozen and basically down. But, again, just amazing work you've done. So bottom line, they federalized the schools. They bring in the Skinner brainwashing. Now they've wrecked them. Now they're corporatizing the schools, when what we really need is the counties and cities to run the schools. And we don't really have real independent school districts anymore. We need to get back to that and kick the feds out.
Yep.
And again, you were there. You headed this up. You witnessed it. This is their plan.
I saw the whole thing, and the fact that it happened under Ronald Reagan is just so shocking. And not only did it happen in the department under him, but then he went even, you know, to Geneva and signed the agreements with the Soviet Union so that he could put the Soviet system in.
Briefly, we've got a minute and a half left. I mean, that's on record, but folks don't know about the UNESCO agreements. Tell people.
Well, the UNESCO agreements are really not, though. I mean, they're horrible. They were in 1948, and they're the whole value chain.
Sure, it's just from the Gorbachev stuff I've read that continues on that line. But just briefly, then, the Soviet agreement.
The Soviet agreement is putting in the method, getting rid of grades, getting rid of competition, putting in the community stuff and all, which we see today. Everything's community, this and that. And there's some really interesting documents in my book about American educators who visited the Soviet Union and went through their schools and talked about them. This is back 40, 50 years ago, and said, we don't have that here. Well, by God, we have it now.
Communitarianism.
He did what he did.
Agenda 21, communitarianism,
yes,
where the children are little tattletale spies who can't even write their names.
Oh, yes. I mean, their allegiance is to the state, not to their parents anymore. And that's why you may have a problem with your children at the dining room table. Their values are totally contrary to yours. But this sort of thing can be changed, but you can't change it until you change the substance of the curriculum and you support the good teachers.
Well, Charlotte, the author of Deliberate Dumbing Down, available, going out of print at Infowars.com. It's out of print, but we've got the only bulk copies. You're going to be back with us on Solutions specifically next Monday. Let me say bye to you during the break. Amazing work from Charlotte Iserby. God bless her.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We had Bob Barr on for 30 minutes in the first hour. Now, I've known this was coming, but it's again, one thing to know something's coming. It's another thing to actually see it happen. I've seen Homeland Security for 7 years with Governor Ridge 7 years ago on C-SPAN admit that the TSA will decide through Homeland Security if you can have a job. They're going to run security on the highways, the malls, buildings. This is the new service economy. This is the post-industrial America where the government taxes the population and then hires tens of millions. Just like they had a large percentage of the population being little spy goons in East Germany under the Stasi, it's the same thing here. And here's the Drudge Report. He's got her press release out. Big Sis invades Walmart. If you see something, say something. And they already have these in the airports, but now it's going to be at all of the Walmart locations, more than 230 Walmart stores. And they go on and announce it's going to be rolling out on the streets, billboards, just training everyone to spy on each other, but the border's wide open. This is the federalization of everything. Checkpoints on the highways, checkpoints at the malls. They're already doing it. In fact, we have articles dealing with it today. Paul Joseph Watson, TSA-style pat-downs hit the streets. And it's local police with the TSA running checkpoints, searching people right out of North Korea, East Germany. It's just so horrible to see this happening. Also, intelligence contractor floats idea of body cavity searches. That's Kurt Nemo. New York Daily News says that a message board used by Al-Qaeda talked about putting bombs in people's stomachs or in their you-know-whats, and so now maybe they're going to have to do proctology exams. See, government has demanded that people sacrifice their firstborn to Pharaoh. Government has demanded that, you know, the Aztecs give us your kids. This is what control freaks always build. It's like a tropism, like a plant grows and aims at the sun to get the sunshine for photosynthesis. Tyrants like black uniforms, human sacrifice, wars, deaths. They like, they're sadist. And good people tend to lick boots and do what they're told. And the government staging the terror attacks. They are a corrupt group that has robbed and stolen the public blind, and they know what they're doing. So here it is. In fact, let me just go ahead and read over some of this. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano today, announced the expansion of the department's national, if you see something, say something, that now is going to be on the streets of America. Campaign to hundreds of Walmart stores. See, Walmart is basically a government front, just like IBM, just like Microsoft. It's come out, they're involved in COG programs, martial law programs. Forced inoculation centers have been designated under the model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Walmart is key, a key criminal organization that must be boycotted. You want to boycott pure evil? Walmart. They kill your small towns. Campaign to hundreds of Walmart stores across the country, launching a new partnership between DHS and Walmart to help the American public play an active role in ensuring the safety and security of our nation. So a federal spying arm. Homeland security starts with hometown security. And each of us plays a critical role. Imagine people all over the country in Walmarts buying their cheap Chinese slave goods with big billboards that says TV screens saying, watch out for suspicious people. Call the feds. Call police. I mean, right out of 1984. Listen how they say it all folksy. Homeland security starts with hometown security. And each of us plays a critical role in keeping our country and our community safe. Who keeps us safe from the bankers, said Secretary Napolitano. And they have video announcements of her now in the Walmarts. I applaud Walmart for joining the If You See Something, Say Something campaign. Well, I see a big criminal corporation that goes into towns to leverage out their competition and use shiny slave goods to kill all their competition. I see Walmart caught going in and hiring a bunch of egg producers to produce eggs, knowing that within a year it'll knock out all their competition, then they can triple prices. I see a mafia organization that hates this country. Oh, you got lots of big American flags saying Made in America, so all the good old boys can walk in and go, there's a big billboard says Made in America. Then nothing's Made in America in the store. And you got the old people. It's come out who they do actuaries on. They know statistically when they're going to die, and they get $2-3 million of insurance money on them, and then never tell the family they had insurance on grandma. You're like, oh, they hired my 85-year-old grandma who's had double bypasses for $7 an hour. Aren't they nice to grandma? Yeah, they got insurance on her. I mean, Walmart is a vicious organization. I'm sorry. If You See Something, Say Something campaign, originally implemented by New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority and funded in part by $13 million from DHS. Oh, they're getting paid, too. Transit Security Grant Program is a simple and effective program to engage the public. Isn't that a perfect place for the Stasi signs to go up, Walmart? And key frontline employees, oh, frontline, this is InfraGuard, to identify and report indicators of terrorism, crime, and other threats to the proper transportation and law enforcement authorities. And it's come out that Target is like a government front as well out of Minnesota. Those will be the only stores left when they're done, folks. That's your grid. More than 230 Walmart stores nationwide launched the If You See Something, Say Something. Oh, Stasi campaign today, with a total of 588 Walmart stores in 27 states joining in the coming weeks. A short video message available here will play a select checkout locations. Oh, at the checkout, so you have to see it. Telescreens at the checkouts with Napolitano looking at us to remind shoppers to contact local law enforcement to report suspicious activity. And they had all those Amber Alert billboards that went up and Amber Alert break-ins on radio. Now they admit it's report terror, report guns, report whatever. I mean, literally a Orwellian, crazy, paranoid state. Over the past 5 months, DHS has worked with its federal, this is the press release, state, local, and private sector partners, that's InfraGuard, as well as, and they don't mention the preachers they got on the payroll, oh, this isn't creepy, as part of the Department of Justice to expand the If You See Something, Say Something campaign. And then later it's, did you hear them talk bad about the government? And nationwide SAR initiative to communities throughout the country, including the recent statewide expansions of the If You See Something, Say Something campaign across Minnesota and New Jersey. Partners include Mall of America, the American Hotel and Lodging Association, Amtrak, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, Sports and General Aviation Industries, and state and local fusion centers across the nation. See, this is the national Stasi control grid. And Governor Ventura makes a TV show about it. There he is checking out at Walmart. We got a clip from 1984. He's checking out at Walmart. Being told by Big Sis what to do. It even looks like Big Sis. Has the same facial stubble as Big Sis. That's enough of one of Big Brother's acolytes. Thank you. You know, we joke about this, but I mean, this is so crazy. Hi, we're federal goons. We're going to stick our hands down your pants. Now we're going to be in Walmart. Oh, we're going to be at your local Little League football game. They've had the National Guard out searching kids. That's in my film, Police State, The Rise of 911, Rise of the Police State, 2005. I show the National Guard searching little kids' purses in the middle of Alabama, downtown. The children being trained. So you notice with the InfraGuard, they've announced to go to a football game, big mobile Homeland Security trucks, you get naked body scanned through. To go in the mall, you got to go through it. And then they have certified private security guard and National Guard and others that are under the TSA. Just the total federal takeover of everything ahead of the full collapse into depression. They're getting all their people in place. And Jesse Ventura puts out a TV show about the Threat Fusion Center spying on you. He goes and gets interviews with them, admitting that all your credit card purchases, everything you do, as Wired Magazine reports, are being stolen by the government illegally. They don't care. And, some leverage gets put on True TV. I'm not going to say by what agency because I'm not authorized to yet, what branch of government. And they just black hole the show to never air again, the Police State episode, as they air all the others over and over again. I mean, we're living in tyranny. Folks, they've given them the green light to steal trillions, to steal pension funds, to take death benefits of troops. I mean, this is a lawless, criminal government. And if you think it's going to go away when Obama leaves office, like all the Democrats thought it was going to go away when Bush left office, you got another thing coming. This country has been taken over by crooks. And they're going to stage terror attacks to legitimize their spying on you and your secret arrest. They want to arrest patriots so bad they can taste it. But their Copenhagen fraud failed. They're going to fail if you stand up. In the coming months, the department will continue to expand the If You See Something, Say Something campaign nationally with public education materials and outreach tools designed to help American businesses, communities, and citizens remain vigilant and play an active role in keeping the country safe. While we have 800-plus cities with sanctuary cities, and the illegal aliens are running around murdering people en masse, more deaths per year than were in the Vietnam War, That's not a problem. No. Remember, Homeland Security's main focus is patriots.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip.
You know, for those that don't know, having telescreens all over the highways, at the checkout counters, they've announced in California that they are planning to make the license plates be live TV screens owned by the state that flash messages of who's wanted and show photographs of people. I mean, this is just hellish. They're poisoning our water supply. They've stolen trillions from us. They've been operating in secrecy since 1947, getting away with bloody murder. We've got to take this country back, folks. The poor, stupid yuppies out there, they have no idea what they're in for. They're putting this grid in so they can get away with robbing people. And all of the petty people that wear uniforms and are on power trips working for this system, you're destroying our country going along with this. I mean, imagine what comes after telescreams with big sis telling you watch people. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. They stage the terror attacks. They're the terrorists. Have some courage. Do the research. Stand up against them. They're not going to get away with it. Listen, scum, you're not getting away with it. I wanted to get into the economy. No end in sight to U.S. economic crisis as post-recession unemployment is at worst level since World War II. And that's with them saying that it's at 9.8. It's been above 22 for years. Even 60 Minutes admits that. Why does everyone just go along with the lie? Because this criminal government tells us it's 9.8. Motorists could see $3 gas at the pump by Christmas. Bloomberg reports that it could hit $200 a barrel without new policies. What did Lindsey Williams' source tell him a month ago? Eric Cantona's call for bank protest sparks online campaign. The French are bracing for that because he's got so much support as a soccer player. Does Bernanke look like a man who's confident about the state of the economy? No, the big banks have not paid back government bailouts and subsidies. George Washington blog breaks down the fact that they haven't paid it back. It's all a lie. I want to briefly bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, what's gold and silver doing today right now?
Well, that's a good question. Silver shot over $30 an ounce today, $30.10. Gold, $14.22. I mean, Alex, my God, we had Ben Bernanke on here last Sunday talking about QE3. I mean, $600 billion is
enough. Yeah, a month into them spending $1 trillion, now they're talking about trillions more, and they're buying off our media. No wonder the media is telling you telescreens with literal big sis on them everywhere and checkpoints is good because they're bought and paid for.
You know, I just wondering if we're just heading into a complete meltdown. I mean, when I watch silver just jump over $30 an ounce, $30.10. And it just makes you wonder, where in the world is this going to stop? You know,
oh, it's total. They plan their world government forever. This is it. And the average yuppie's literally drunk watching football, has no idea what's about to happen to them. The telescreens are going in. The preachers have almost all been hired and are spying on their flocks. I mean, we are living in a hell pit. They've built up this whole grid. They got the SWAT teams ready, all brainwashed. I mean, this is just hell, Ted.
It sure is. I mean, it's just, I mean, I feel sorry for anybody that's worked their life and saved money. I mean, the people that did everything right are the ones that are going to get crucified.
Well, they're going to implode the economy, stage terror attacks. The terrorists will parade around as our saviors on TV. We'll all be told to worship them. They'll parade some troops around at the football games, and it's telescreens in the Walmarts telling you spy on your neighbors.
Well, I mean, Alex, I don't know what to say, but you know, it makes me wonder if there's going to be a better country to live in than the United States.
It's a new world order. There's nowhere to run, Ted.
I know it. We got to fight it. We got to fight it right here. That's all we have. You know, there's no way of getting away from it otherwise. Alex, I held those silver dollars down in your videos just because I want your videos to get out there now.
Yeah, you know, there's one big thing we can do to Big Sis and all these crooks. You buy silver, it exposes they've been suppressing it. You buy gold, and then, again, it freezes the inflation, and then as the dollar's devalued, historically, you can then cash it in and get your value back at that time. That's why we promote gold and silver. Ted, you said that you were running out of the gold and silver you had. Have you had to go up on prices?
I had to go up on everything, but I have two things that I held back. The Walking Liberty half, I'm still at $12.84. And your Fall of the Republic endgame and Obama deception deal for $97.
That's Alex, three silver dollars, three films, and free shipping. Anybody who's got a brain can look at that and tell you that's a $60 discount.
It is. I mean, right now, I mean, silver's over $30 an ounce. You get three silver dollars in this thing. That's less than the spot price of silver with the videos and the silver dollars all put together. I mean, you can't even, there's just nothing else out there in the entire world as far as deals on silver.
Let me give them the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to come back briefly, get your take on the real unemployment numbers. and then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news. But I'm going to tell you, I knew it was coming, but the announcement, telescreens, just street corners, Walmart, Target, spy grids, hell forces, just, I mean, it's incredible.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. We do too. So that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives.
Yes.
Even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
That's right. Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I have known it was coming. I have seen the Viper teams and the TSA working with local police and patting people down in Florida and Texas just last week. But now, all total, close to 800 Walmarts, every Walmart in the U.S. in the next month, 250 this week. When you go to the checkout lines, big televisions controlled and paid for by Homeland Security, literally saying, watch your neighbors, report stuff. Literally with Napolitano, right out of 1984. I haven't been in a Walmart in years, but you better believe I'm going to be going to, and it's going to be everywhere, just in America, TV screens. And, of course, it'll be Al-Qaeda one day, and then does your neighbor have guns? Or are you following the new green rules? Government, media, just in our lives, while the government's been taken over by foreign banks stealing everything. We currently owe right at $14 trillion to the bankers, all made up fiat. Through fraud. Bernie Madoff was part of it. Ken Lay set up the carbon tax. Bernie Madoff founded NASDAQ. These are crooks. These are crooks. Hardcore crooks who've set up a wonderland where they run the FBI, the police. The police are like roid heads on average, just completely dumbed down like the general public on power trips. We are in so much trouble. The government's run murdering mass murder wars everywhere. I mean, we are this wicked demonic empire. We've killed 50 million babies in abortion. They're poisoning the water supply. And then look at this CNBC report. The Fed has a $110 billion problem with new Benjamins. They printed the bills wrong. The 3D security strip and color shifting had a problem. I'm sure this is some scam. I'm sure somebody's getting the $110 bill. I mean, why not? They can stick their hands down our pants and radiate us. Why not? The total face value of the usable bills, $110 billion, represents more than 10% of the entire supply of U.S. currency on the planet. And about two-thirds of the money's outside the U.S. So in the U.S., you know, we're talking about maybe, you know, a little bit more than this. For now, the unusable bills are stored in vaults as cash packs or four bundles of 4,000 each, with each pack containing 16,000 bills. I'm sure there's some scam behind this, but that gives you an example that they're telling you that there's only a fraction of paper money compared to all of the debt. 1.5 quadrillion with around 600 trillion of it owed by you and I. And what is that debt? It's derivatives created by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others. And who funds all this police state? Who funds your kids being federalized and schools being brainwashed? The same stinking crooks. It's us or them. Haven't you figured that out yet? We're all in incredible danger. They don't stop just shooting poor black folks up with syphilis or little kids in Guatemala or giving little kids in Africa live polio this year and last year, telling them it's a vaccine. They're doing it to all of us. They're estimating half the public's going to have diabetes. People are getting Alzheimer's at 25. They're poisoning us. They're hitting us hard. You idiot police. You idiot military people who think I'm not the patriotic person. You're morons. This is a scientific dictatorship attacking you and your family. I know how to recognize a threat when I see one. Government people sticking their hands down your pants and protecting the real terrorist Anwar al-Awlaki and getting the underwear bomber on the plane on record and putting up telescreens and secretly training preachers for 5 years to tattle on their flocks and spy on everybody and InfraGuard and citizen spies everywhere and open borders and a government constantly caught shipping in narcotics. It is an arrogant, sadomasochistic orgy of psychopaths just ripping everything off, stealing everything, running around mass murdering, just totally criminal. You better get over your liberal paradigm, your Republican paradigm. You better get hardcore and serious, folks. I'm not risking my life because I want to be a hero. I'm not risking my life because this is fun. I'm risking my life because these people are pure scum and threaten our species, and it's time for good people to stand up to evil and to learn how to recognize it and to break out of your trance. They think you're so stupid, they now come out and say, yeah, we're watching everything you do on your credit card in live time illegally. We do whatever we want. Bunch of criminals. And they got a bunch of weak-minded, fluoride-head scum working for them. Ugh. Man, I tell you, I'm going to try to fix this. I'm going to try to get as many people motivated as I can. I wish, though, it was some free country to hightail it to. Because I'd try to go there and build it up as a fortress of liberty. against the tyranny. The problem is in building that fortress of liberty to defeat the tyranny, we turn into a tyranny. But there's nowhere to go. I want to explain that. I love the Republic. I love this country. But this is too much. I would be out of here so fast it'd make your head spin. There's nowhere to go. There's scum and crooks running things everywhere. Because in the last 50 years, television has been put in, and the average person is a couch potato. The average person is literally in a trance. And again, you heard Congressman Barr in the first hour. They've built an apparatus up that dwarfs 1984. They just haven't started the hardcore oppression. But you notice they're arresting people for videotaping cops. Doesn't matter if it's not a law. They just do it. You notice it's being humiliated by the slobs the government hires who just enjoy the power trip and have no respect for themselves or anybody else. The worst elements of society just filling the government. It's like cancer. The troops, you know, so many of them are good men and women, and they're just all shot up with the late-action cancer viruses on record. Got all the patents, all the documents. They're just killing you en masse. I'll never forget when a Rick Perry staff came to Endgame 3.5 years ago, and he said, yeah, I was a medic at Fort Sam Houston, and the government shot up some special forces guys, and they all died in 3 days, and then we had to go in hazmat suits and clean out the barracks. And I know what you're saying is true, but Rick Perry isn't bad, I promise. As Rick Perry was trying to make schoolgirls take the Gardasil shot on record that kills a bunch of them. I mean, you people just want it. You want abortions. You want death. You want to drink bisphenol A and fluoride. You love it, okay? Fine. Enjoy it. Just all of you just love it and enjoy it. And love the inflation and love losing your standard of living because you'll still have a TV to watch and you can cry when they sing the Star Spangled Banner and then trample all over what the flag symbolizes. Okay? You want to be slaves? You got it, okay? America is a cursed nation because of the 50 million abortions and all of you that make excuses about it and all the wars and all the rest of it. Fine. You dehumanize those Iraqis? You've been dehumanized. What you've allowed to happen to others in your name is now going to be done to you. And most of you are so stupid you'll buy the propaganda and go right along with it. Armies of obese people sticking their hands down our pants and body scanners and they're going to be in the shopping malls and big telescreens with government messages and everywhere. I mean, what on earth are we doing? And we're always under attack by the Republicans and the Democrats and the Media Matters and all these people. I mean, they sit there with straight faces and write these articles lying about us. Oh, we're nuts. We think there's tyranny. Oh, yeah, there's just secret arrests and torture going on and black sites everywhere. All right, going back to Ted Anderson, who's been holding for like 45 minutes just to get on here. I wanted to get him on. Ted, briefly, tell folks about gold and silver going way up today and what that means.
I tell you what, gold and silver going up today is a reflection of the currency that's going to be devaluated, and everybody's anticipating that that's happening. Of course, it already is happening. I do have a new product.
The average yuppie likes it, though.
Oh, I know it.
I like that demonic-looking chipmunk, big sis. Looking at her picture right now makes me want to throw up, a bunch of scum. And now Ted Turner's on the screen. I can't look at him. Just go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Silver bags of dimes. And we put this product right on your website here just the other day. 1,000 dimes, silver dimes for $2,294 currently right now in 22 cents. $2,292.22. We call this the survival bag because it has 1,000 silver dimes, and this is the dime that represented a real dime going all the way back to 1776. This is the real silver dime. Now, I'm not talking about the dimes we carry in our pocket now. My goodness, they had to go to steel. They have to make pennies out of steel now because they couldn't afford to buy the copper to make pennies anymore. What are they going to do, start making pennies out of wood? I mean, they're just printing way, way, way too much money, and they can no longer afford to forge our coins out of metal, even if it's pot metal now. You know, so here you have it. Survival bag of dimes, 1,000 dimes, $22.94. are $2,294.22. That is a good buy. That's something that you can use in the worst case scenario. God hope it doesn't come, but it looks like it is. The other thing too, Alex, I mean, people, endgame, fall of the Republic, you know, Obama deception, all tied together with three silver dollars delivered to your door at $97. That price will not stay there. You know, Frank's right now are at $305. You get the full year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter, The International Forecaster. Walking Liberty halves. I know I'm going to have to raise the price on those, $1,284 right now. I mean, there's just so many things that are, you know, ripe for the picking. You know, I'm trying to hold my prices down, but the market is just running away on me. It is all about the unemployment rate, like you're talking about. And, you know, Ben Bernanke, I'm about to say President Ben Bernanke, he has more power than President Barack Obama, obviously, deciding that, yes, indeed, we're going to go past the $600 billion to try to attack this unemployment thing. I mean, it's just out of this. It's so far out of hand. It's not funny. Anybody that has their money and currency, I mean, my goodness.
Well, the folks are saying they need to call and get gold and silver, and those are incredible prices. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. So silver is above $30 an ounce today, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
Absolutely, 800-686-2237. Now, here's a new article up on PrisonPlanet.com. The secret behind Ted Turner's call for a global one-child policy. Uncle Ted has five children. But once the new order is done with its economic raping of the middle class, you may be forced to get sterilized for cash. That's why they want to make you bankrupt. Just months after a leaked UN blueprint revealed climate change alarmists would start pushing overpopulation fears in favor of the discredited mantra of global warming as a means of dismantling the middle class, billionaire globalist Ted Turner followed suit during a Cancun luncheon yesterday when he urged the world to adopt China's brutal one-child policy and even suggested poor people should be sterilized in return for government handouts. See, they take your job by design and sterilize you. Following a speech by economist Brian O'Neill from the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, which concluded that a rapidly rising global population is contributing to an acceleration of emission growth, carbon dioxide we exhale, as Ted Turner's buddy Bill Gates said. Uncle Ted stepped in to remind us that mere slaves should not aspire to follow his example of having five children, restricting themselves to one, or being made to face the wrath of Chinese-style one policy, which sends women who defy its edicts to re-education camps once they've been beaten, forcibly injected, and had their baby boiled alive inside their wombs, of course. Then he links to the mainstream news admitting all of that. Mr. Turner, a longtime advocate of population control and the environmental stress on the earth, requires radical solutions, suggesting countries should follow China's lead in instituting a one-child policy to reduce global population over time. He added that fertility rights could be sold so that poor people could profit from their decision not to reproduce. This is eugenics 110%. The secret behind Ted Turner's call for Western nations to enforce a tyrannical policy that in the China is administered by undercover police and family planning authorities, who our own government set up, who kidnap, force drug, and then forcibly abort babies of pregnant women, has nothing whatsoever to do with his concern for the environment. Turner himself has five children and owns no less than 2 million acres of land. He is the largest private landowner on the planet. See, he just hates you, folks. He's a control freak. He's such a slime bag. And his money's tax-free. He didn't spend about what a great philanthropist he is. Falling short of only the royal families of Europe. Turner has publicly advocated shocking population reduction programs that would cull the human population by a staggering 95% on record. These are links to his statements. A figure only achievable by outright genocide, mass abortion, and infanticide. But if they tell you it's to fight al-Qaeda, the average yuppie will blow their head off, you know, right in front of a Walmart scanner. They'll just be like, oh, God, I love you, Ted Turner. It's just, you know, it's so great. In the third world, Turner has contributed literally billions to population reduction, namely through the United Nations program, leading the way for the likes of Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett, Gates' father, who's long been a leading board member of Planned Parenthood and a top eugenicist. Gates himself has given speeches in which he promotes the use of vaccines and abortion as a means of reducing global population and lowering CO2 emissions. It's us or them, folks. You got to get this article out to everybody. You got to get aggressive. Quite how an improvement in health care through vaccines that supposedly save lives would lead to lowering the global population is an oxymoron, unless Gates was referring to vaccines that sterilize people, as the UN's been caught doing, which is precisely the same method advocated by White House science czar John P. Holdren, linked to his statements, which calls for a dictatorial planetary regime to enforce draconian measures for population reduction via all manner of oppressive techniques, including sterilization. And they already put radioactive isotopes that sterilize you and fluoride in the water, and how many more medical doctors they got to have on, and the government even knows it's true, but the average yuppie is so brain damaged from this, they love it. Oh, you know, we got the Patriots and the whoever's coming up in the game. Oh yeah, man, I like it. Hey, great then. You like it. Well, I'm not one of these people that wants to be killed and likes people jacking with my food and water. You may like it because you're such cowards deep down, you deny any of this, but not me. You understand that? Not me. It's an assault on me and my family, what Bill Gates and Ted Turner are doing. It's an assault on my family when Homeland Security runs around staging all these terror attacks. It's an assault on me. And I'm sick of it. And I'm not your property, you control freaks. All of you are ugly, little demonic, filthy goblins that hate humanity because you're such ugly trash. Your souls are as black as hell, and I hate your guts, and humanity's going to defeat you.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, folks, the way tyranny works is it builds up to a certain point, and then explodes. And we now are 1 second after the explosion. It's just going to get worse and worse now until we say no. They want us dead. They don't just want to give us socialism and communism. They want socialism and communism with a corporate fascist global government above it so they can kill you. I've got thousands of government documents. I have the Rockefeller Foundation documents where they admit they're jacking the vaccines. Most of you who've had family die young of different degenerative diseases, I want you to know these people murdered your family, and they're murdering you right now. And I'm done. I'm tired of these people getting away with it because good people lay down, okay? This article by Watson just goes on, and it just makes me sick because every link, I've already read the link up years ago. I already know all this frontwards and backwards, and most people listening probably don't even care enough to get the article and send it out to people that there's an organized mass murder soft kill campaign going on against you and your family. There is no way out of this but exposing this trash and taking our society back. Have you noticed how crazy it's getting? Get up on your hind legs like a man, like a woman, and start organizing people. These are murderers we're dealing with. Bunch of smiley-faced murderers who treat us like children. We're supposed to go along with them into their high-tech 21st century death camps. I'm not going to be part of it. And I commit myself, body, soul, 110% against you, globalist. The good news is you're still you. You're still ugly. Your souls are ugly. You're cowardly. You're a bunch of wicked control freak trash. You're miserable, and your high-tech systems aren't going to keep you alive forever. You think you're invincible. You think you're going to mold society. God is not a sadist like you believe, and you're not God, and you're going to fail. The truth is you're humanity's test, and humanity is going to pass the test by defeating you. This is what, and it goes on to say, White House science advisor John P. Holdren's plan to sterilize the water. This is what Gates Turner discussed when they met in secret with the likes of George Soros and David Rockefeller at a private gathering of billionaires in Manhattan, linked to mainstream news. Last year, a confab focused around how these globalists could use their wealth to slow the growth of the world population by cutting off your carbon. Whew, man, they're evil. And then don't worry, you don't have a job because of globalism? Sterilization, 10 grand. As is manifestly provable, the true agenda behind fanning the flames and fears about overpopulation is to reduce living standards globally by preventing the third world from ever becoming economically prosperous, which would lower their population, while also eviscerating the middle class of Western nations. See, if you go back to 49, the Royal Commission on Population, they said, we're going to let the third world explode by not industrializing. Then we're going to use them as a weapon to deindustrialize the West. Then we're going to soft kill all of them. And you know what the King of England said? Heil Hitler, just like his brother had, who had to advocate because of his Nazi activities. It's a lot bigger than the Nazis, folks. As is manifestly provable, the true agenda behind this is to cut living standards worldwide by preventing the third world from ever becoming economically prosperous while eviscerating the middle class of Western nations. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the earth and is merely another convenient Trojan horse the globalists invoke to advance their tyranny. This fact was admitted in a leaked UN blueprint, which emerged in September. The document called for alarmists to push over population. Now they're being honest about what they want as a replacement for climate change while conducting that the ultimate goal and conceding was to limit and redirect the aspirations for a better life of rising middle classes around the world. You hear that? Teaching you to hate yourself, teaching you to not have a survival instinct. Well, I got a strong one, and I recognize a bunch of devils when I see them. In other words, to convince the masses that they will have to be content with a state of near poverty in order to save the planet from Armageddon. Then once you're poor, sterilization. And it just goes on. The article's so key. Great job by Watson. It's up at prisonplanet.com. The secret behind Ted Turner's call for a global one-child policy. Retransmission's coming up with Bob Barr right now. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.